recall when you were at Florence what areas the children were drawn from to go approximately how wide of a net was cast to draw in students to Florence? I know this immediate, what's now Kyler and Brownsville neighborhood, mm-hmm. went to Florence.
35th, 36th, Klein, Bullock, Burris, Ogeechee Road, 39th, we had them from 39th, from West Broad to Ogeechee Road, or to the cemetery.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And from about 35th through...
No, it didn't start at 35th. You go further back because you have Klein before you get there. They would start from Anderson Street all the way. See, we didn't have a school in that area.
So that was the school mm-hmm. that pretty much served that vicinity. I mm-hmm. had thought maybe it was even a wider area mm-hmm. from further away that the children came. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think you mentioned when you started there were about 600
students.
Do you remember about how many there were when you left 10 years later? Mm-hmm. About how many students?
Oh, gee,
approximate.
I guess the enrollment grew from 600 to about almost about twice that size.
And
because,
how?
Because in 49, the enrollment began to rise. Now, this is just roughly speaking. I don't have the exact figures, but... I think it rose from, I knew it started at 600 according to past records. Mm-hmm. And from then, after Mrs. Edwards took over, and it rose, well, the school was completed then. I would say about twice that number. Because they only went from first to sixth grade. Mm-hmm. So you had to keep... in mind the grade level of the children, even though the children lived in that area, but they were not grade level of grade level.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It could have been older children had to go to other schools.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds, though, like there was some population increase over the 10-year period.
Oh, yes.
Double the student size.
Sure.
Now, did the teacher staff, teacher student ratio, how did the staff increase over those years?
Well, there were times when we were overloaded mm-hmm. with students. Then the system, the educational system, made it a point that a teacher couldn't have over 35 children. So that brought it down.
Okay.
But there were times now that parents, like they do today, they had teacher preferences.
Okay.
And some classes were overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was left to the integrity of the principal to do something about that. Then the board stepped in. Gave you a certain ratio to have.
Mm-hmm.
All over that number, they had to either... Oh, then too, the first time at Florence, there was double session.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did that work?
Well, it worked fine, because one teacher would work the first half of the year in the morning. And the second teacher would work that afternoon session. And school remained until 5 o'clock.
Could you describe that in a little more detail? This is fascinating. So there were some students using the building
double
from...
Double session, were using the same classroom. There were two teachers to a classroom
during
double session. Each teacher had her own class now, and her own set of tools to work with. There was one closet to two teachers. The teachers had to be their personality had to be so that they could work together. Mm-hmm. They would divide everything. The supply closet would be divided. One teacher, one supply would be on her side. Teacher, two supplies would be on her side. The children were orientated to learn that this is teacher two children would learn that you don't touch teacher one things. You must learn to live together, yet respect the other person. So, there were times it worked, and there were times there were clashes.
I'm sure. What time were the two shifts? When did they begin and end?
According to the hour of the school. If the school met at 8:30, then they would work from 8:30, I would say, until 1. Mm-hmm. And the other class would begin at 1 until 5.
So students would only be in school for
half day.
Mm-hmm. With either half of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So the school could accommodate a lot of children that way. Mm-hmm. In the reduced space.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm talking about Florence, too.
And was that the situation when you first started there? Mm-hmm. The double shift?
Mm-hmm.
Did it last the whole time you were there?
Oh, No. They soon stopped that because the board began working on this double session, you know. They found out that too was not working too well with children. At first it was all right, but, you know, just like anything else, soon you come up into obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Parents getting jobs, and some who worked in the mornings, well, they were glad for their children to come to school. There were parents who had to go to work in the afternoon. They were glad for their children. Have some help for their children to go. So, in everything in life, you're going to find some good points and you're going to find some bad points. So we had some ups, we had some downs.
This is a very general question, but how would you compare the Florence Street School to other schools you've taught at? Was there anything you would say was unique about that school or special about it?
Unique to me?
Mm-hmm.
I have a love for it. In fact, I have a love for all of them. But being my first school, my first experience, I will always hold something dear.
Uh-huh.
For that
first
particular
day
school
too. You'll never forget.
Never. Never, never, never. Especially those scary moments when the supervisors came in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I find that any school, if you have dedicated people to work with you, dedicated staff members, all the custodians, bring it on down to the maid and the custodian and the nurses and whoever else, social workers. If they are congenial people, they're dedicated to their work, it'll work.
Mm-hmm. And the parent participation.
Mm-hmm. It'll work out. With understanding, it will work out.
Well, over your teaching career from 49 to 86, would you describe any change as far as parent interest in children? Has there been?
Oh, my God, yes. 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 Without reservation, yes. Parents today are so different. Most of our parents are different. Why? Because we have children raising children.
Then, too, we have some senior parents who are not as interested in teachers as they should be. All I have found that in my latter years of teaching that our parents are interested in grades. They are not interested in what the child can do or what he knows. And if you are not careful, you will stay in trouble with the parents, because the parents want to be parents and the teacher too. And that's utterly impossible. Parents don't follow their children to school and see what they're doing and make them do as they used to. Now, I know as a teacher I split a few verbs. Yes, I do this and I do the other. But during my lifetime as a child, my parents had to work and work hard. They didn't have easy jobs.
What did they do, your parents? What was their job?
Well, as a child, I don't know my mother. That's number one. My grandparents and my daddy raised me, because my mother left me 2 days old. So then my daddy's sisters and my grandparents and my daddy continued on. And my daddy used to work for a company called the C.D. Kinney Tea Company. The people he worked for had a tea shop. Now we have the herb tea and all like that, but at that time they had the white lily, you know, tea and so forth. And he would be the drayman to deliver. He was a delivery man, I'll make it short. And he grew from that to a postman. And, but this is their philosophy. If you work, whatever you do, give it your best. Work hard. Be honest and true with it. And so when it came time for school, when they had to go to school or PTA anything, they were there with me. And if my daddy couldn't go, my grandmother was there. If my grandmother couldn't go, I had some aunts who would go. There was always some
family support.
Support. Mm-hmm. And I am that way today. Mm-hmm. That's in me. Okay. In my latter years of teaching, I have seen children who would take a part in a little play or skit or what have you, and disappoint the teacher, because I have been. The parent wouldn't come. And the child couldn't come. They didn't come. The child couldn't come. They didn't even send the child. Those are some of the things that I have seen happen down the line. I have seen parents who would say and do anything before their children. I didn't come up like that. If my grandmother had something she wanted to say to my daddy, or he didn't do this, or something he should have done and didn't do, she didn't say it to him before me. She got me out of the way. But not these parents now. They say and they do anything, and the child is right there listening. I have seen children bring parents to school, or the parents bring the children to school because the teachers send for them, And the children would stand up and tell the parents, I didn't tell you that, you lie. If I did it when I came along, I don't think I would have any teeth today. Because black parents didn't mind hitting children, and especially grandparents. They would give you a backhand and didn't look back at you. But these parents now don't do that. They don't don't want you to chastise, and they don't chastise. So, teaching today, I would not discourage any person who would like to go into it, because it's a beautiful job, but it's a hard job to do.
Harder, it sounds.
Harder.
Like.
When you have homework, I've had all these things that I'm talking about to happen. I have assigned homework. Children would come back, Johnny, why don't you have your homework? Or, my mama said I had to go to bed. What was Johnny doing before bedtime? Or, Mama went out and I looked at TV. When she came in, she made him go to bed. So you see, life is much different from when I came along. If I had homework to do even when I was going to college, my grandmother would say, young lady, did you do thus and so? Yes. Well, you talk too slow. I don't think you did it. Let me see it. But not so today.
Yeah. Less involvement, it sounds like.
Then, if Johnny does not get a good grade, you see Mama, Papa, Sister, Brother, Uncle, and Aunt. But until then, you don't see anybody. It's a big difference. They don't go to PTA like they used to. With you guys, I don't blame them now, though. Because it's just fearful to walk the streets at night. I really don't blame them.
For people who may have transportation difficulties, don't have a car to get there.
Even if you have a car, you have these young people now dropping out of school. They don't care about school. You can't talk to them. They are injuring you for no reason at all. And I know I used to go to my church at night. I don't do it anymore.
Really? It's gotten that fearful.
Look at that woman leaving the grocery store.
I read about that.
See? Now that's awful. So,
hopefully by looking into the past, you'd like to think people might at least remember what it was and maybe see some guideposts for change.
They're not all bad people. Excuse me, would you like to have a cold Coke or something? Had you talking all this time?
You're the one who's talking all this time.
But I've had you sitting and didn't even offer a Coke or something.
Okay.
Well, I will say there's a great change. Way people live today. There's a great change in everything. Children are not children like they used to be. And yet, I find that this little, when I was at church last week when you called me, I gave a little skit called Dramatic Reading. How two Christians tried to work with two hecklers. Everything these Christians tried to tell these young people, they had a turn for it. And they say they are crying out for something. Now, 1 Corinthians tells us that these people, young people, are crying out for love and for understanding. They are crying out for people to have faith and hope in them. But how can you when they do you so bad? You try. I'm still working with them. But when they come to church, man, what does she say? She's on my case, and I don't want to hear that. I said, listen, baby, or listen, son, or listen, young man. That's not the language you use when you're talking with people. I said, we're trying to tell you things that will help you through life. I said, don't you know what you learn about God is better than anything else in the world? It will keep you off drugs. It will keep you out of trouble. It will help you learn how to live right. And I said, and if you have manners, you'll live longer.
It can be discouraging. Well, Ms. Gresham, you have just provided such a wealth of information about the school, the neighborhood, and your own work, history, and philosophy. It's been a pleasure to chat with you about that. Do you have any other points of interest you'd like to know?
Well, I would like to know from this interview, mm-hmm. what is the expected outcome?
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and turn it off, unless you, do you have anything else you'd like to add?